A Clevelander is giving back to his community by sharing his culinary knowledge. Eric Wells offers recipes and techniques at a series of moderately priced cooking classes in the Kinsman neighborhood. In today's Quick Bite, we report that he tries to make them fun as well as affordable.
Okay, so we've got our bacon going, we've got our eggs boiling. I'm going to Burger King after this.
He's kidding, but Eric Wells can get serious too about too much fast food and too little home cooking in this urban food desert.
The problem with inner city communities is that there's really a lack of healthy food, and that's why this facility was built to kind of be a beacon of light.
It's called Cornucopia Place, a multi-purpose community kitchen on Kinsman Road where the focus is on good, fresh food.
Elderly people who may have like diabetes and things like that, those classes are free. Local teens can kind of come in and take classes, which are totally free. And then we have a children's class too, which are also free. And the neighborhood really loves them.
Chef Wells' classes aren't free, but he says they're priced for the neighborhood.
In comparison to a lot of cooking schools in the Cleveland area, at $75, $80, $100 a class. My classes are only $35 a person per class.
He keeps it affordable because this is home.
I actually grew up about 3 miles away from here on Kinsman. I've always had a passion for this neighborhood, and it was a perfect marriage when I found out about this space.
This is the fourth year of his cooking with Chef Wells classes at Cornucopia Place.
Have you had people who've come back year after year?
I have people that come back week after week.
It's almost time to get cooking, and some regulars are walking in. Doreen Cooper of Cleveland has taken classes here before and often brings her mother along.
It's fun, you know, girls' night out, something to do.
And something to do with your mom.
Yeah, take the old lady out the house every now and then.
Did she teach you how to cook when you were growing up?
No, I taught her.
Class is about to start.
All right, ladies, if you guys want to come join me, please.
Students tie on their aprons and look over the recipes.
We're doing what I call my classic American cuisine. We're taking your standard American fare, and we're putting a little twist to it.
Like the dessert, a blueberry crisp baked not in a casserole dish, but a cast iron skillet. The potato salad made with redskin potatoes, and the chicken soaked in buttermilk before it's fried. In addition, they'll make fried corn, stuffed portobello mushrooms, and a Cobb salad. First, the chef demonstrates how to cut up a chicken.
Okay. Now, when I was in culinary school, we had to do 4 of these in less than 10 minutes.
It's a lesson in butchering and household economics. The chef says he bought the whole chicken for $8.33.
If you were to sell all of these 8 pieces of this chicken in separate parts, it'll probably be about 3 times this amount, okay?
He advises students, too, to avoid processed foods. They'll make their own dressing for tonight's Cobb salad.
You don't see any 7 C's or anything like that over there. We're going to actually make our dressing from scratch.
There's the opportunity, too, to introduce ingredients, like what they'll use along with Parmesan cheese to stuff the mushrooms.
Prosciutto is an Italian ham. Most ham is smoked. Prosciutto is not smoked, so it gives a different flavor. It's really good.
Chef Wells' gourmet twist for the fried corn, a traditional soul food dish, is maple-cured bacon.
I love the sweetness of the maple bacon, and it does have a little kick in it, so it has a little cayenne in it. Sorry. She don't do spicy. You don't do spicy. All right, we'll omit the cayenne.
After about an hour of work, the meal starts to come together.
How you guys doing over there?
Celery, mayonnaise, mustard, relish, and sugar.
Okay, so you guys can combine that now, and then we'll add the potatoes toward the end.
They'll sit down to it family style and vote for the best recipe of the night.
Bragging rights, I guess, is what it is. One day I'll figure out a prize for this, but no prize as of yet.
Eric Wells counts himself a winner. He dreamed of becoming a chef since he was 8 years old.
The first thing I ever made was a chicken cacciatore. I was hooked from there.
He's a graduate of the International Culinary Arts and Sciences Institute in Chesterland.
That's Loretta Paganini's professional program. I was the first African-American to graduate from her program back in 2004.
But he gives credit for his success to his first cooking teacher, his mom.
She passed away back in 2003, and that's what inspired me to go to culinary school. The last thing she told me before she passed away was, you know, to take this gift that I've been blessed with to the next level.
He's done that. Now he's bringing it all back home. And that's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.